Leaders from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints met with child abuse prevention advocates on Thursday and delivered two checks. KUER's Andreas Martin reports on the church's efforts to help child victims.
Sister Bonnie Oscarson, Young Women General President for the LDS Church, presented a $100,000 donation to the National Children's Alliance and $25,000 to support Utah Children's Justice Centers. Church officials declined an interview, but Tracy Tabbitt with the State Attorney General's Office was there for the discussion. Tabbitt oversees 22 children's advocacy centers in the state where victims and their families go to report abuse and get access to resources.
What I heard loud and clear was that they feel very strongly about that child feeling protected and supported and believed that that is their moral responsibility. It is the moral responsibility, frankly, of every human being to do that. And so that was just one of the many reasons we are so encouraged by their involvement.
Sister Oscarson said in a news release that the church has put resources in place to help children who have been abused, including a 24-hour hotline that can put clergy leaders in touch with a counselor.
I think it's extremely significant. I really admire them, you know, getting out in front of this.
That's Mary Lucero, Executive Director of Prevent Child Abuse, Utah.
I think it's great that the church is trying to provide the very best services possible to victims of abuse. I'd like them to take one step further and get more into the business of prevention.
In Utah, sexual abuse is the most commonly reported form of child abuse. Andreas Martin, KUER News.